Another 12th of July has come and gone, and yet again another year where we saw violence on our streets. 40 police officers injured. An MP, Nigel Dodds, knocked unconscious. 49 people arrested. 30 plastic baton rounds fired. Rioting erupted in North and East Belfast on Friday night as Orange men made their way home. Leaders of the organisation had called on people to protest against the Parades Commission ban on marching up the Crumlin Road past the Ardoyne shops. There was more trouble on Saturday night. Crowds throwing petrol bombs, masonry, wheelie bins, even furniture at police lines. And last night, another police officer injured during more trouble in the Woodville area of North Belfast. Petrol bombs thrown again last night. Let's start this morning by looking back at how the weekend unfolded.
We no longer tolerate the vindictiveness of the Parades Commission and request that it is no longer recognised, acknowledged or engaged with by any member of the unionist community. Their sell-by date has long passed. No self-respecting unionist should give their deluded rantings a fig leaf of credibility by communicating with them. Yes, we are angry. There will be protests all over the coming period. But it is our earnest intention and prayer that those protests will be peaceful.
Support violence or encourage it. We want to defuse the situation, but the Parades Commission can't wash its hands of responsibility in rewarding violence by dissident Republicans by blocking a peaceful parade which itself didn't create any violence in the past.
Some of the leadership within the Orange Order need to reflect upon whether they provided the responsible leadership asked for by myself and by the party leaders. Some of their language was emotive, and having called thousands of people to protest, they had no plan and no control. And rather than being responsible, I think the word for that is reckless.
I think the Orange Order need to reflect carefully on their role in all of this. They have emphasised that they wanted their protest to be peaceful, but they were warned by the Chief Constable that encouraging thousands of people onto the streets at a time of real tension involved significant risks.
Well, surprise, surprise, the Orange Order have gone to ground today. They're nowhere to be seen. They're not making themselves available for interviews, which is interesting in itself, isn't it? We'll speak to the DUP with Nelson McCausland, Minister McCausland, with Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin in just a second. Let's start off with you, though, this morning, because there are going to be lots of you calling us today. David and Kalinchi. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your view?
Yes, my view was that on Friday morning I listened to your programme for the first half hour, and if ever I heard a half an hour of a programme being stoking up the fires for Friday night, that was it. I thought it never should have been discussed. You were talking about Mervyn Gibson's speeches that he was making about the parade not be over until all the members get home, and you went on for 35 minutes talking about this parade, about the fact that there would, in other words, you were more or less saying there would be trouble, and I said, what on earth are they broadcasting this on the 12th?
Well, of course, they'd already said it, and we were challenging them, and this was Mervyn Gibson representing the Orange Order, getting the perspective from the Orange Order. We'll stand over that all day long. Right thing to do, to hear from the Orange Order. Let's just remind ourselves of some of what Mervyn Gibson said on Friday. He called on people to ignore the Parade Commission's determinations.
I'm talking specifically about a Parades Commission determination. Could it be broken? I have no difficulty saying people in all conscience could break it. We are not talking about major crime here. We're talking about civil disobedience, peaceful civil disobedience, and people will take consequences if they do that.
Well, there have been consequences, all right. Nelson McCausland with us this morning. Morning to you, Nelson.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Gerry Kelly. Good morning, Gerry. Good morning. Now, Nelson, what's your views on the Orange Order, first of all, and how they behaved over the weekend?
Well, the Orange Order were very clear and categorical in their statement. They said on several occasions that protests should be peaceful. They said that there should be no violence. They said that Republican violence last year got the parade stopped, but that, on the other hand, loyalist violence would not get the parade reinstated. Now, those positions, I think, that they set out are absolutely clear, and I have no disagreement or difficulty with those at all, because what has happened is that the story has moved away from the issue, the core issue of the Parades Commission, and moved away onto the violence. And the Parades Commission has managed to escape justifying its determination in the midst of all of the controversy and confusion.
And do you think, Nelson, that the Orange Order are shocked and surprised today, having called people out onto the streets, that there was violence?
I have to say, Stephen, that anyone who understands the problems that there are around protests, around the Parades Commission, around the determinations and all of these things, anyone who knows that and understands it and who knows particularly the situation in various parts of Belfast will not have been at all surprised that there was violence. In fact, I said myself on several occasions that once the determination by the Parades Commission was made, it was predictable. Everyone knew who understood it that it was going to happen, except perhaps the Parades Commission, because the message that they sent out very clearly was this. The violence by dissident Republicans in 2012, 2011 and so on, they have decided to reward. And the result is that people, when I spoke to various people on Friday night, they said to me, yes, you tell us that it's not the way to go, but it's the only thing that works, because that's the only thing the Parades Commission responded to. And that's irresponsible. And I'm sure you'll agree with me, Stephen. It's very irresponsible of the Parades Commission to send out to young people and others a message that violence pays.
Well, of course, the Parades Commission did not in any way say that. The Parades Commission
are an
independent body who have to make a decision, and no matter what decision they make, there will be another community who will not be happy.
I have the opportunity of responding to that.
Of course you can, Nelson, but if I can just finish the question, some people might feel it's irresponsible of you to suggest that when an independent, lawful body makes a determination, that that is inciting violence.
I didn't say those words and didn't use those words, and I would ask that you don't put words into my mouth. Let's be very clear on that. The message that anybody looking at it could see was from last year, that when you go out and try to murder a policeman, as dissident Republicans did, bring guns onto the streets, when you burn cars, when you wreck the place, when you do all of that, what does the Parades Commission do? It says, well, that's fine. You don't need to do that next year to get a parade stopped, because we'll stop it for you. That message of rewarding violence is wrong. And it's not just their words. You were talking about their words, Stephen. Actions speak louder than words, and the determination of the Parades Commission spoke far louder than any flowery words from the chairman, Peter Osborne, or Brian Kennaway, or anyone else. The message from them, by their determination, was absolutely clear. They reward violence.
Well, that was last year, and we hear your condemnation of the Parades Commission. Do you condemn those people who had collarettes on, who were clearly engaged in violence, and do you think they should be expelled by the Order?
The discipline of the Orange Order is a matter for the leadership of the Orange Order.
If
you would actually let me finish the sentence without interrupting. Thank you. The key point here is, if people break the law, then they should be answerable to the law. That's a fact of the matter. And as regards the Orange Order, I've been actually too busy over the last few days to spend a lot of time viewing television footage. So I'm not going to comment on who did what and who said what or whatever happened on the ground. I was there on Friday
and
night.
And presumably you saw it with your own eyes.
Well, yeah, I actually, the period of time that I was there on Friday night, it was quite clear that on the Woodville Road, during the time that I was there, I did not see any of the activities that you describe. My colleague William Humphrey was round in Twiddale Avenue. We are going to meet the police this morning at 11 o'clock, and we'll get a full report from their perspective of what happened. And later on this morning, there will also be a statement issuing from the Orange Order. So we'll hear their perspective on it. And quite clearly at that point, I'm sure you'll ask them the questions.
Jerry Kelly, your reaction to what Nilsson said?
Well, I think some of the stuff you have to put into context. The first thing to say is that Nilsson and William Humphreys, in their own words, are proud members of the Orange Order. They're also, they march, well, actually I think it's Nilsson as opposed to William, is involved in these marches down past St. Patrick's. He was there on the 12th of July last year. I presume he was there this year as well. So he was there present when Victorian songs were played and that. And, you know, it is worth saying that when they were playing the famine song last year, did himself or any of the other political leaders who were there, who are also Orange men, not think of going over and telling the band to catch themselves on or at least to make some sort of intervention?
Well, that was last year. Why are you not talking about this year?
But the point I'm making, and I'm jumping off last year onto this year, because this year we actually had the famine song repeated. And we had sectarian abuse, and we had all of that. You see, people talk about this as if it's some sort of walk in the park. There is 10 miles, I think, something like 10 miles of a parade, which everybody enjoys. It's part of the Orange fest, the Orange culture. If it's a family day out, and who would not agree to that? The difficulty is that when it passes through deliberately Catholic areas, then it causes the problem. See, Nelson said something interesting there.
Well, maybe he by passing through the Catholic areas, it shouldn't cause a problem. Maybe you should allow people to walk along their own road.
I'm only off to describe him to the, Stephen, with respect, that it isn't just that the walk down the road. I have watched when Orange women dressed as nuns, as Catholic nuns, with bare bosoms of them down the road.
That happened this year?
You understand.
Let's talk about this year.
I know, but you cannot talk without going through the context of it, right? And I will talk about this year. I mean, Nilsson said an interesting thing there, and this has been put out again and again, that the Parades Commission agreed to this because it was a violence from last year. If that was true, then why did they not put it through 15 years ago, or 14, or 13, or 12, or 10, or 11? You know, what they did was they listened to Cara, the persistence of them and the integrity of their argument, and they made a decision. You know, and that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about when the decision didn't go for them, then the Orange Order marched people up to Woodville in the full knowledge, and actually this has been said by, not exactly in these words, but it's basically the flip side of what Nelson's saying, up to Woodville, where they knew by law that they were not able to get up that road, and then violence erupted.
Nilsson, do you want to respond to that?
Anybody who didn't understand that doesn't understand anything.
There were 3 points, in fact, that Jerry Kelly made that I don't want to respond to. First, I was absolutely disgusted to hear him say that the parade goes through a Catholic area. It doesn't.
It does. There's Mountain View, Ardoyne and Deals.
Well, I would.
That's the area goes through.
If Jerry Kelly wants to describe areas in that sort of crude sectarian approach, the fact is, it doesn't go through any particular community. It goes up the main Crumlin Road. It's a main thoroughfare. It's bounded on one side by shops, most of which are closed.
Houses. Are you blind? There's houses there, Nelsson. You know, you keep talking about this as if it's a row of shops. Mountain View is a substantial...
Jerry Kelly seems to have fallen on from Stephen Nolan, doesn't it, you speak? The fact is this, on one side of the road, there's a row of shops, and I'm going to describe the road in its entirety, let's be clear about that. In fact, quite a number of the shops are empty. And one of the shops recently closed because he said that he had lost so much of his business because Protestants weren't able, well, didn't use the shops anymore. In fact, it's those shops now, Protestants have largely ceased using them because they can't use them in safety. But there's a row of shops.
That's just nonsense, you know.
Well, no, it is the case.
Absolute nonsense.
I think you let him finish, Jerry, and then you can return.
On the other side of the road, you have a public library. On the other side of the road you have an ambulance station. There is a car wash further up, and then on the other side, a large stretch of the road, is the Everton Health Centre. So you have a whole section of road with a number of houses as well. But just because I live beside a road doesn't give me ownership of that road. It is a public road.
It's not an issue of ownership. It's an issue of having a space which is contentious, and which the best way to approach it would be to deal with it as a neutral area, as is done in many other places around interfaces in Belfast.
It should be a shared road, and that's the point. What point is there in Gerry Kelly or anybody else talking about a shared future? I want to see a shared future, but there isn't much.
So Dell Avenue be a shared
road. And even share a road.
And the Woodville Road be a shared road. Because
there is
the shortest way for Republicans to walk over to the march on Easter Sunday, for instance, would be through to Dell and over that way. Now, would it be sensible to do that?
If I thought...
Would it be?
Sorry, just let me finish my point, Gerry, please. The road that I'm talking about here is the Crumlin Road. And year after year, there have been problems there, which should not have been the case. But the Crumlin Road is the only road that leads from Ballysillan and Biganeel down into the town centre. Is he suggesting that they go down the Wold Park Road? No. Is he suggesting they go down the Cliftonville Road? No. Is he suggesting they go down the KFL Road? No. There's only one road with one short stretch that is contended, and the result is that now becomes a Roman Catholic area. It's not a Roman Catholic area, it's a main road. Secondly,
there's a Roman Catholic area in the same way Dell is in a Protestant area. Look, let's be realistic about this. You know, if it was as he says, there wouldn't be the type of march that we've as all time. And I mean, he hasn't answered. I mean, he himself, the march.
I'm not going to be dropped down these roads, side issues. There are 3 points that Gerry Kelly made that I want to respond to. The first is that, as regards, this is not a Roman Catholic road. It is, in fact, a public road, and it should be accessible.
Well, you've made that point.
Down from Bicep. Second one was this. He said if violence pays off as regards the Parades Commission, they would have stopped this parade X number of years ago. What they have done year on year in response to Republican violence is to curtail and curtail and curtail.
But you should be talking about the loyalist violence today, shouldn't you?
Sorry,
you should be talking about what you have seen over recent days. And are you prepared to condemn, for example, those people who you know, your colleague Nigel Dodds was struck with a brick or a bottle and knocked unconscious?
Indeed, Stephen, and that's why yesterday afternoon I went with my colleague William Humphrey and we visited families that had who live on the Woodville Road and who suffered as a result of the violence. It wasn't just a matter of talking about or issuing some grand statement. We actually went round and met residents, who many of them elderly, who had had a very bad experience because violence late on at night in front of your house, people coming into your garden to take material away. All of that is a very traumatic experience for elderly folks.
And you would have no problem. You would have no problem, Nelson, condemning those loyalists who took to bricks and bottles and weapons.
I have already said repeatedly, in interview after interview over the weekend, that the violence doesn't help. The violence is wrong. It shouldn't happen. The Orange Order doesn't want it. The community, I believe, doesn't want violence. And but they are. However, this brings you to the third point. And it's this. There is beyond the violence, because there could be a fixation there on the violence. It's right that it's dealt with, discussed properly. But there is a seething resentment across the unionist community in that part of North Belfast and further afield at the way that the Parades Commission has determined that that part of the road is not available to members of the Protestant community on the evening.
Okay, and let's take that point. And Gerry Kelly, that seething anger within the unionist community, do you understand it? And what can Sinn Féin do to show that they understand that seething anger?
Of course I can understand the anger, but let me ask this question. Can you understand the anger and frustration and the seething anger within people in those three areas that I announced? That I said, Mountain View, Ardoyne and the Dales, who also have to be locked in every single year and who have to take sectarian abuse, not just then, but during the year in some of these places, like Sunningdale on the front of the road where houses have been attacked over long periods of time. Do you understand that? Because you know, we talk about community relations. A lot has been said about this will do damage to community relations. The fact is that for decades, community relations have been damaged by these contentious parades. There's 500 parades on the 12th alone. Now, most of them, the vast, vast bulk of them, are non-contentious. It is an Orange Fest, as is claimed by Nelson and others, and fair play to them for all of that. Where it is welcome, why not do it? Why would you even want to go through contentious
areas? What will it take, Gerry Kelly, for that feeder parade to be able to go through that area in future years? What will it take? Spell it out.
Well, here's what... No, I won't spell anything out except this, right? What it needs is there were talks just before, way too late. And Mervyn Gibson let us out of the bag. He said that the reason that they went to the talks that bit on was because they believed that the determination was going to go against them. Now, let's as soon as possible get back into the conversations between residents and the Orange Order and let them come to some sort of conclusion. And we will facilitate and help and do whatever we can.
And would you, Nelson McCausland, agree with that the talks should start now?
As soon as the talks were announced, I welcomed them. I believe that local accommodation and dialogue is the best approach, but there is no encouragement for that when, in fact, people enter into dialogue and then the Parades Commission treats them as they did the Orange Order.
For a couple of days.
Nevertheless, I believe that dialogue is a good thing. It's the best way forward. However, let's bear in mind there has been dialogue. Has been dialogue for maybe 10 years around Ardoyne. Now, it involved members of the Orange Order as part of the Parades Forum taking part in that, but there has been dialogue. And Gerry Kelly's well aware of that.
And don't you think, Nelson McCausland, looking back on the weekend, that the Orange Order got it wrong calling for protests?
If the Orange Order had said nothing, if they hadn't said anything about protests, there would still have been a huge crowd of people there at Ardoyne.
Do you think they got it right or wrong calling for protests on the streets?
No, we live in a democratic society. If we live in a democratic society, whether it be trade unionists, environmentalists, whatever group it be, the right of peaceful protest is fundamental. Absolutely fundamental.
But you've got the First Minister today calling for people to stay off the streets. Do you think, as a senior politician in this country, do you think it was wise to call people onto the streets at this time, Nelson?
You're missing the point there, Stephen. If the Orange Order had said nothing, there would still have been large crowds there.
But you're missing the question. Do you think it was wise them calling that amount of people onto the streets? With the tension that there was. Northern Ireland is not like other places. This is not a protest march typical of other places in the UK. There was tension. We know what the tension probably meant, and it happened. In that context, do you think it was wise or wrong for them to call people onto the streets?
Stephen, I'm not missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is this. As I've said already, and I repeat, no matter what the Orange Order said or didn't say, anyone who has been at Woodville, Tweddell, Ardoyne, Crumlin Road over the past years, I've been there for decades. The fact is that at that particular point, there will be large crowds that gather. And it was a very angry crowd. They were angry at the determination, and that it was obvious to anybody with half a brain that the end result would have been, if you have that situation where people are stopped on the Woodvale Road at a particular point, there's a police line in front of them, and that was the determination by the Parades Commission.
So why call for them to come onto the street?
The point, I think, if you listen carefully and look at what was said, was that there was suggestion of protests in a wider area, not necessarily just there at Ardoyne. Didn't need to call a protest at Ardoyne. There was going to be one anyway. And that's patently obvious to anybody who has been there as some of us year after year.
And when the Chief Constable said that there was a lack of planning, do you think that the Orange Order dropped the ball in not planning for the outcome of calling people onto the streets? Where was the leadership from the Orange Order when it was all kicking off?
Well, let's bear in mind, on the 12th night, the parade in East Belfast, returning home on the New Arch Road, was attacked by youths from within the Short Strand. There are a number of other attacks on parades which have gone under the radar largely because the focus has been solely on the Crumlin Road. There's been a number of other, there were a number of other attacks that took place. There's a bigger picture here in the city, but I'm saying to you very clearly that no matter what anybody said, the Orange Order, myself, any other politician or anybody, it was inevitable once the determination was made that there was going to be a huge crowd there. And I remember hearing the determination and just shaking my head because I knew the folly, the stupidity, the madness of what the Parades Commission did.
OK, Nelson McCausland, thank you. Jerry McKelly, thank you.